In plein air is a French expression used to describe painting, not in a studio but outdoors using landscape as a subject and taking advantage of natural light. Within the last decade, plein air festivals have popped up in places like Arizona, Colorado and California, as well as closer to home, like Maryland and Wayne in suburban Philadelphia. This is the third year of Philadelphia's own version of an outdoor art-making festival. Now WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at art in the open and considers whether watching artists respond to the environment can, in turn, change the way we view our surroundings.
The Schuylkill River, which takes its name from the old Dutch word meaning hidden river, travels through Philadelphia from the northwest down to where it meets the Delaware River. As it flows unobtrusively through Center City, crisscrossed in spots by bridges, its eponymous expressway runs along one side, a recreational trail hugs the other bank. Bicyclists, runners, and walkers share the river's edge with geese, large turtles basking in the sun, and this weekend with 22 artists creating work that responds to the whole environment. Among them,
my name is Carolyn Hess. I am a sculptor, and I work in wood, and I also draw.
My name is Cloris Lowe. The art that I do now is multimedia art. I tend to start out with wood, and I'm really happy to grab any other materials and just sort of incorporate that into the piece.
My name is Erica Berger. My background is in photography and video. I just moved to the Philadelphia area from London, where I've been there for 12 years. And I thought this would be the best way to get to know the city and the artists and meet people walking along the river.
You get to know a place much better once you just spend time with it.
Painter Zach Martin, who has been participating in Art in the Open in each of its 3 years, works mostly with oil on birch panels. He routinely works outdoors.
It allows me to know Philadelphia in a way that not everyone does or everyone can. Because when you're working outside, you've got the bugs and you've got the heat and the wind. And I've had paintings knocked over and all of a sudden there's just gravel all over the front of them. And it's nice. And I don't take those out of the painting. I like to keep them in because it's about having that experience there while I was creating the work.
Winding its way under expressways, the Schuylkill, between the Art Museum area and Bartram's Gardens, seemed a natural fit for an outdoor art-making event, says Art in the Open co-producer, director of Rowan University Art Gallery, Mary Salvanti.
The Schuylkill River is such an important environmental feature in Philadelphia and had such a tremendous impact on the growth and success of the city over the years. There's open views, there's diversity in terms of the environment, the river versus the landscape, with the wonderful cityscape as a backdrop to that.
The site was an amazing opportunity for us. We often just ignore the fact that there's this huge river there.
Art in the Open co-producer Dina Loeb is executive director of the City Parks Association, which strives to stimulate awareness of and creative thinking about Philadelphia's natural land and water resources. Art in the Open asks artists to respond to the environment they encounter.
And it's not a planned piece. Artists can't bring work they've done before. They really are invited, encouraged, and boy, is that hard for some artists to really understand the permission that affords them to work and to be inspired with a studio that's out of doors.
While most plein air events are painting festivals, co-producers Loeb, artist Ed Bronstein, and Mary Salvanti also wanted to reflect the broad scope of contemporary art today.
So we expanded that to include artists that were installation artists, sculptors, photographers, artists from all disciplines.
Ideas expressed in the applications, and even before any projects were begun, were more about process. Cloris Lowe and Carolyn Hess look for material as they work.
I am going to kayak on the river, and it's a boat that I made myself, and I'd like to find material along the river, whether organic or inorganic, and collect the material to make site-specific installations, anywhere from 2 to 5 of them along the banks of the river.
I'm doing small little hand-sized sculptures, and the materials that I'll be using, I'll have a backpack and just kind of have a kit within that backpack of materials, but then also, you know, incorporating different found materials that are along the river or along the path or over in Bartram Garden area.
Painter Zach Martin explores for subjects.
And I'll see something that I want to paint. The light will catch something in a certain way. That may start off a painting. And then I'll continue working on it for a while and the light will completely change. And it's not about the light anymore. It's about this rock face that I saw, or maybe the way that a brick wall has been patched over and then painted over because of the graffiti.
The public is also part of the environment. People are encouraged to watch and talk with artists as they work, says Mary Salvanti.
The public having an opportunity to see the process, and in turn, artists that are interested in these public festivals, this gives them a chance to show their work to the public and be able to talk about what they do.
Some work, by its nature, involves public participation, like Erica Berger's photographic sun prints.
Ideally, I'm thinking to set up an outdoor photo booth and have people participate in a portrait session. And then I'd like to make a collage or a mural in the end of everyone who is in the portraits. So it'll be sort of my responsibility as well to engage the public.
Interaction is encouraged even with artists working alone, like sculptor Carolyn Hess, who admits that she can get into a zone.
When you're outside, there's so much to look at and absorb. So when someone comes up to you in the middle of that, you kind of have to step outside of that and then on the spot evaluate what it is exactly you're doing in that moment and talk about it. For me, that can kind of push me along a little bit quicker instead of just getting lost in my head. And I think it kind of pulls me out of myself.
People enjoying the river, getting from here to there, mingling with artists who are doing all sorts of work. Zach Martin finds it a great creative incubator.
There's people that are doing installation pieces where they're taking things that they find and kind of weaving them into the trees, or, you know, and then there's people like me kind of setting up and painting, and there's people that have brought materials and building sculptures, and you know, there's dance performances, and so it's kind of cool to have all of this art happening around you while you're making your work, because it informs you in ways that you may not be used to.
And what art will be produced? Sculptor Carolyn Hess was reluctant to speculate.
Can you give like a range of what you might end up with? No? Okay.
I mean, I can, but it's all over the place.
Yeah, you have
I mean,
no
that's
idea.
Kind of the beauty of it. And that's exactly why it's exciting to me, because you get in there and you start engaging with everything around you. And then people are part of that, weather is part of that, what you find is part of that. And, you know, it could be the way the light is hitting a stretch of the river that, you know, I really want to draw attention to that a certain time of day. Or it could be, you know, there's this bank where it seems like everybody walks by but nobody stops. And so to make something on that bank, so to draw people into it. So it's not really size, it's more about idea.
Art in the Open itself builds on an idea that the creation of art can be shared and foster a different understanding of place. In this case, of a city park, an urban waterway, and the people who congregate there. A different perspective that will change the way we view it, even after the artists have packed up and gone away.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. Art in the Open's Outdoor Art Making Festival continues through tomorrow, with special family activities going on today until 2. An exhibition of work created this weekend will open at the Independent Seaport Museum June 15th and run through September 9th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.